Tahiri stepped away from the bed, looking as shocked and dismayed as Ben felt. "Do something," she ordered the MD. "Revive him." The droid obediently stepped to the bedside and extruded a long needle from its index finger, which it jabbed into Shivu's heart. When the lines on the monitor did not even blip, the droid clamped a breathing bag onto Shivu's face with one metal hand and pressed the other over the heart, then began mechanical efforts to keep both air and blood circulating. But Ben already knew that the droid's efforts were going to fail.
"Stop it,"
Ben said. He couldn't bear to watch Shivu being abused any longer.
"You can't bring him back. This is just beating up the body."
Tahiri glowered at him.
"You can tell that from over there, Ben?"
The MD stopped working.
"The prisoner is correct. Magnetic imaging confirms that prisoner 9032BT suffered a stress rupture of the aorta."
Tahiri's jaw fell, and her force aura grew cold with horror. And that was when Ben knew she did not like what she was becoming.
"You should be proud, Tahiri. Now you're just like your master. Jason tortured Aelin Vell to death, and now you've done it to Shivu. I guess you are a Sith."
Tahiri stepped back, staring at the MD's feet and slowly shaking her head.
"You're wrong. I didn't kill him."
"The prisoner was already in a weakened condition."
The MD pointed a finger at the security pad on the side of Shivu's bed, and the limb restraints clicked open.
"If you won't be needing the body, I'll send it down for processing."
"Processing?"
Ben didn't know what he had expected, but the thought of his friend being sold to a bioparts dealer turned his stomach and filled him with a sick, hollow feeling that was half anger, half guilt.
"You can't!"
"I can't what?"
As Tahiri whirled on him, the MD was lifting Shivu from the bed.
"This is your doing, Ben. All you had to do was answer one simple question."
She depressed a row of buttons on the remote, and Ben's entire body clenched in electric agony.
"Where is the Jedi base?"
She stepped closer, cocking her arm to backhand him.
"Answer me!" "Sorry."
Tahiri brought her hand down across Ben's face, striking him so hard that it rocked the hover chair. And that was her mistake. Ben threw his weight in the direction of the tilt, tipping the hover chair over on its side. Simultaneously, he was force-hurling Tahiri into the two confused guards standing at his back. By the time the trio crashed into one of the empty beds behind him, Ben was already reaching out with the force, depressing keys on Tahiri's remote. His leg shackles snapped open instantly, but he managed to shock his arm senseless before he finally hit the proper key and released the stun cuffs. Ben rolled out of the chair and spun around to find his captors rapidly disentangling themselves. Tahiri was already reaching for her lightsaber, and one guard was swinging his stun rifle around to fire. Ben gave the barrel a force shove, pushing the muzzle toward Tahiri just as a white bolt of electricity shot out. Tahiri gave a strangled cry, then her eyes rolled back and she dropped to the floor, twitching and shuddering. Ben summoned Tahiri's lightsaber to hand, barely activating it in time to bat a bolt from the second guard's stun rifle into the MD droid, which was holding Shivu's body in front of the processing chute, apparently waiting for the guards to bring the prisoner under control before proceeding. The bolt struck the droid over its primary processing unit, and it stumbled back into the wall and dropped to the floor with Shivu's limp body in its arms. Ben used the force to rip the stun rifle from the first guard's grasp, at the same time leaping at the second one. He deflected another stun bolt, then brought the lightsaber down on the weapon's barrel and quickly snapped the blade back up to within a centimeter of the trooper's chin.
"I'd really rather not have to kill you both," Ben said. "But it's your choice, and I don't have a lot of time for you to decide."
Not killing is fine, Lieutenant,
Wirelin answered. His helmet turned toward the other guard.
"Right, Garcy?"
Fine with me,
Garcy said, raising his arms.
Thanks for the choice.
Don't make me regret it,
Ben warned. He motioned at the processing chute.
Would someone alive survive a trip through there?
Sure,
Wirelin said.
It's just a repulsor track that carries bodies down to the collection docks.
But they have escape safeguards,
Garcy warned.
It wouldn't be smart to try leaving that way.
And I won't be,
Ben said. He motioned at Tahiri.
Put her in the stun cuffs and drop her down the chute.
The two troopers obeyed. Then Wirelin motioned at Shivu's body.
What about him?
He's leaving with me,
Ben said.
Take off your armor.